Good morning, College Age. Today is March 21st. This weekend we are focusing on encountering the God who is present. When we get to Como, we will be looking at the Lord's presence in prayer, mission, justice, and joy. Colby and I are leading you through a devotion that's intended to be a help and a launch pad in your time with Jesus. As I enter prayer now, I pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter my scattered thoughts upon the presence of God. Travel can be boring, or it can be a lot of fun. How was yesterday for you? Were you able to get to know anyone better? Have any life-giving conversations? Take a few minutes to reflect and journal. Pause me if you feel the need to take more time. We live in a world where simplicity is scarce and hurry is our native tongue. If you need an example, look at the beginning of most conversations in America. One person says, "How are you?" And the two most common responses are busy or tired. We live in a society that praises workaholism, which has caused most people in our nation to simply feel drained, desperately seeking a solution. Most people wish that there was more time in their days, but I am convinced that more time would only promote more issues instead of solving them. The answer isn't more time, but better time. No matter where you look, there is always something that is trying to get your attention, whether it's a news article, sporting event, meme, text, or anything. None of these things are inherently bad, but they cannot give you the rest that you desire. This quest for rest has created a new trend within the past decade: simplicity. The idea that to find peace and rest in life, we need to throw away all the distractions and focus only on the things that matter in life. This is not a new concept. This is a foundational biblical truth. Ask yourself, are there things in your life that keep you from rest? Satan's goal, more often than not, is not to completely derail your entire livelihood, but to distract you from the one who can give you rest. There is a war for your attention, because if the enemy can keep you distracted, then you will never reach the maturity that God calls you to. Pete Gregg explains this concept beautifully like this. Satan is not particularly interested in sin. His primary objective has never been to tempt you into violating a particular set of rules. His number one aim is simply to divert your attention away from Jesus. He'll use sin to do it, for sure. But he's equally able to use busyness, or shame, or pain, or religion, or Smash Bros, or an obsessive relationship, or grades, or an illness to distract you from the Lord. Satan hates the fact that when you fix your eyes on Jesus, broken relationships get fixed, and when we love him with all of our lives, then death itself can lose its sting. So why our attention? Why is this Satan's target? John Mark Comer, in his book The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, eloquently states it like this: what you give your attention to is the person you become. Put another way, the mind is the portal to the soul, and what you fill your mind with will shape the trajectory of your character. In the end, your life is no more than the sum of what you gave your attention to. That bodes well for those apprentices of Jesus who gave the bulk of their attention to him and to all that is good, beautiful, and true in this world. But not for those who give their attention to the 24/7 news cycle of outrage and anxiety and emotion-charged drama, or the non-stop feed of celebrity gossip, titillation, and cultural drivel. We become what we give our attention to, for better or for worse. As we begin this week, we must start with an emphasis on being present with the one and only God who can give us rest and the transformation we desire. All growth starts with presence. And as a foundation for this week, we are going to devote ourselves to being present with God. Jesus, in Matthew 11:28, says this: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Lord, would you show me how to receive this rest? You say, "Come to me, and I will give you." So I'm coming to you, and I'm asking that you would give me your rest this week. Take some time to ask the Lord to give you his rest, his healing, and his peace this week. Take this time and ask God what distractions could be a hindrance to your growth this week. Journal if you need to, or just sit in your thoughts and allow God to bring to light the things that may be a distraction. Give those things to him.